Welcome back, Danger Cats, to another Danger Cat podcast. Uncle Hack, as always, podcast 69 on your local dangercatshop.com. And like always, Danger Kittens, you love them. You love them. I know you love them. You love to see it. You love nudity. We all love nudity. Whether you're male or female, we all appreciate the female body in the nude. And you can see female bodies in the nude at our Patreon page. I know I said I'm going to be releasing some more podcast episodes on the Patreon. I will get to that one day. But in the meantime, enjoy the lustrous and, nude bodies of females of the pole dancing type of the main part. Not all of them are dancers, but we appreciate females around here, and we appreciate ones that do not give a fuck, especially the kind that bear it all. Big fans of those. Anyways, I'm done selling you on shit, and here's the episode. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard to cancel thee. Oh, my God. Lots to talk about. Things that annoy me. We're going to talk about people. The cancellation of Canada. Driving me nuts. Everywhere I look. Cancel Canada. Cancel Canada. Happy Canada Day to all of those out there. I know I am currently recording this on Canada Day, and then I'm going to go enjoy the wonderful country that I reside in. I'm going to go and enjoy being in a first world country where I can go in the streets and promote canceling the country that I am in. I think, fuck, are we dumb? What a stupid fucking place we are in. Oh, and to the American listeners, happy 4th of July to you. I know we won't be chatting very soon, or doing another podcast before the 4th of July. So happy 4th of July to you. Happy Canada Day to all my Canadian brothers and sisters out there, whether you're trans, white, or you identify as a butterfly in the moonlight. We wish you a happy Canada Day from Danger Cats. I hop on Twitter today just to be completely annoyed right off the get-go. Why do I do that to myself? I don't know. Wake up in the morning and the first thing I look at is social media. I should have a coffee and just think about how wonderful life is. I should do that, but I don't because I'm a moron, okay? I'm an idiot. I don't know how many times I need to say it. But I can admit the fact that I am a fucking idiot. And then there's people out there just continuously using the hashtag cancel Canada. Okay. Cancel Canada. We went from canceling actors, you know, people of influence, YouTubers. We're canceling everything. We've now moved on to bigger fish to fry. We're going to cancel a whole fucking country. Now, whether that is what they're after, I don't know. I didn't read into it. Because just seeing something like that. Cancel Canada. We're beyond that now. We're beyond that. Within a week, we went from just running through Hollywood, YouTube, any people with any sort of social influence. We've went through them with a fine-tooth comb. Anything you did since the day you were born, we're looking for it and we're canceling you. We want your head in the guillotine and we're chopping it the fuck off. You did blackface back in 2003, you're done. It's over. Career canceled. You are now going to stock shelves in Walmart. That is your new career choice. The bottom of the barrel. We're sending you to the fucking barracks. Okay? You're done. It's over. Cancellation of your future. It's done. I lied. I did look into it for a split second, only to be even more annoyed of the hashtag cancel Canada. Fuck me. It's always these stupid fucking people that are like, I'm going to spend today educating myself of the history of Canada. No, you're not.
You got a paid fucking holiday off work. You are not going to go and educate yourself. Don't lie. And the same people that I'm seeing tweeting about it are the same people that have Instagram stories of them sitting on a fucking patio at their favorite pub, 12 mimosas deep before noon, and doing one of those selfie Instagram stories. Oh my God, we're having so much fun. Oh, what are you educating yourself of your blood alcohol fucking level? That's all you're doing. Shut the fuck up, okay? Don't sit here and act like your self-righteousness needs to just spew into everybody's social media feeds. Just shut the fuck up. Oh, I'm going to spend today educating myself of the horrible history of Canada. No, you're not. You're going to be puking in a Boston Pizza fucking lounge bathroom by 3 p.m., you fucking idiot. Don't give me that shit. Don't give anybody that shit like you are going to do something great that the country gets to take a stat holiday off. You ain't doing that. Fuck right off. People like that just drive me insane. Like, oh, yes. I'm going to spend time and educate myself about how John A. McDonald was a horrible human being. We all fucking know that already. Yeah, history sucked. People sucked, okay? But don't sit here and act like you are out here educating yourself to become a better person. Bullshit. Bullshit. Weird Becky. I see you up on your Instagram story in a crop top with your titties in somebody's fucking soup. Just trying to look for some duck on your day off while you're slurping back mimosas and some fucking Shirley Temples. Looking for anybody that will give you any sort of attention. I'm lacking attention since this quarantine came around. I just don't have any men in my life, even though they should be locked in cages and beaten with sticks. You heterosexual fucks. I heard a fucking hilarious word for straight people. I don't know if it's true, but I seen it mentioned by a person of the queer community that calls straight people straggots. Like that's supposed to attack us in some way. I thought that was hilarious. I think that's a funny word and I'm going to start using it. But don't culturally appropriate my sexuality, you fuckers. What up, my fellow straggets? What up, strags and straggets? I think it's hilarious. I'm a big fan of that word. I'm going to be using it myself, my fellow straggets. Oh, fuck, man. That was some funny shit. I was in tears. I was laughing so hard. Yeah, you straggots trying to breathe down my fucking neck on what I can and cannot do. We don't care. That okay? That all right? Now that, imagine the tables turn in 5 years' time where straight people are oppressed and we get to do everything in reverse. And I'm not throwing no shade here. I just think it'd be hilarious if like the tables slowly rotated and straight people get to, you know, scream and yell in the streets and like wear Garth Brooks t-shirts. You know, Garth Brooks gets to come and do concerts for us to, and like we get like a parade and like Pride Parade, then be like, because we've like progressed so far that we oppressed, it just flips the table. I think, how fucking hilarious would that be? Oh my God, would that be funny? Straight people get to have like a parade and we get to listen to like John Cougar Mellencamp in a park. And every time like anybody's been like, excuse me. And you're like, hey, this is our month. This is our fucking month. Don't you fucking talk to me right now. We're trying to have a straight pride parade. And instead of like the rainbow, we have like with something like overly straight. Oh, instead of the rainbow, we just use like red and blue, or red and blue, blue and pink. We just use blue and pink. Be like, yes. It's like the male and female symbol just intertwined. People get to have straight sex in the streets. We could have a massive orgy in local parks. How great would that be? You know, just head down. What are you doing for Straight Pride Month? Straight Pride Month. Oh, we're going to head down to the park and fuck the shit out of one another. Just fuck the shit out of one another. I am going to have unprotected sex with as many straight people as I possibly can. And the, like, then while we're all having sex, one girl goes to make a move like on another girl and like try and eat her out or something like that. And like you see everybody, hey, the hell are you doing? The fuck is wrong with you? None of that shit here. Nothing but straight sex. Only dicks in your mouth and pussies in the dudes. Everybody's allowed to eat ass. That's where our common ground is. Everybody can rim job the fuck out of one another. But if I see any bisexual shit going on, this event is over. We're going to turn off John Cougar Mellencamp, hop back in our pickups, and go the fuck home. Do you understand me? Oh, that would be brilliant. Yeah, but cancellation of Canada is in full effect, okay? I find it funny, too, like, this is what makes me laugh about the whole thing. We're all immigrants here, right? We're all immigrants. We can agree with that. Somewhere down the line, there was immigration that happened. For me, I believe it was my great-grandfather moved here in, like, the 40s. So, by the time all that horrible shit... Well, actually, there was still some horrible shit going on in the 40s, let's be honest. But... Man, like, this generation just needs to chill out. Yeah, the past sucked, okay? It is bad. We're working on it, okay? We're working on it. Canada is probably the best place on the planet. Well, certainly fucking North America, that's for sure. Certainly North America. We're pretty diverse here. We're pretty open-minded. We really don't care. Even the rednecks here don't care. Most of the rednecks that, like, I hang out with and I know, and I'm talking from my experience, I have to talk from my experience, okay, as being a straight white dude that just wants to hang out and have fun with people. But talking from my experience, like, most of my friends, yeah, they're redneck as shit, but they just don't fucking care. You know what? Knowing they're happy is when they're just working on their truck left alone, but then they get shit on the most because that's what they enjoy doing. And it's... For people that give a shit about fucking feelings and oppression and treating everybody equal, there seems to be a lopside when it comes to shit that they don't agree upon. And my buddies are rock solid dudes. They don't care. They don't care if you're gay. They don't. In fact, there's gay dudes in our friend group. We don't give a shit. Don't give a fuck. The only thing we give a shit about character. You know, there's races, there's all sorts of different races, sexualities, all that inside of our friend group. We honestly do not fucking care. But it's all, like, and I'm not saying it's just one side or the other. I'm talking like on the far spectrum, in the middle, most people are the same. They don't fucking care. Don't give a shit. You know what? You want a cock in your ass on Saturday night, but you show up to work on Monday? Good, great, grand, beautiful. Show up, put the fucking wrench in your mouth. Put a wrench in your hand during the weekdays and a different kind of wrench in your ass on the fucking weekend. We don't give a shit. You want a little, you want a 9mm in your tight end? Go ahead. Go right ahead. Don't fucking care. Don't give a shit. But when it comes to fucking acceptance, can we just like get to a point where everybody's quiet? I think we can fucking all agree that we enjoy silence. I enjoy silence. I like when people are quiet. And I know I am the creator of a loud, obnoxious brand. It is loud. It is obnoxious. It is in your face. People smash beers off their heads, screaming danger cats. They shoot bottle rockets out of their ass for funsies. There is, you know, we fucking, speaking of ass, we eat it. It is our main source of nutrients. It's a brand built for people who fucking do not care. Sure, is it loud, obnoxious at times, but it is a brand, whether you want to be the center of attention or you want to be an innocent bystander, you respect the fact of another person doing something stupid. you really respect it. You enjoy it. You don't shy away from it. You don't shy away from it. You want to see it. You love to see it, okay? You love to see it. That's the beauty of it. And for a fucking minute there, your boy kind of got off track. All this, I don't want to add to the pile of this fucking social bonfire that's going on anymore. I'm over it. I am completely over it. I'm going to go back to the days where we made fun of shit. You know, we're going to make fun of shit. We're going to make some good old-fashioned content. Like back in the beginning. You know, when I don't know how long some of you have been either listening to this podcast or you've watched the content. Whatever it is that you align yourself with on the brand, I'm happy. You know, there's people of all races, colors, religion, sexualities that like this shit. And I'm happy that, you know, we can have a diverse audience. But I was starting to paint myself as this fucking overly conservative fucking jerk off, which, you know what, I'm pretty like, if we're being honest, I guess my political stance would be just like right of center. Like here's what I think. I think you should be able to put whatever genitalia in your ass or in your mouth or do whatever you want with your genitals, but just pay your taxes. Just pay your fucking taxes. Because I fucking certainly do not like paying taxes. Wake up and do something positive in your life. Get a fucking job. Do something of significance. Rather than screaming in people's faces and cutting your own hair. Antifa. That's who I think of when I say things like that. Or if you feel the need to, when you see me in public and you want to bring up some very, very out there conspiracy theories, I need you to do yourself a favor and just shut up. Don't talk to me about conspiracy theories. I don't care. I don't give a shit. Okay. Is George Soros running the planet? I don't know. Neither do you, you fucking monkey. You dipshit. You know what? What, because you watch some jerk off on YouTube put together a 6-part series of a bunch of bullshit? And I know, trust me, I know, I talked about it on this podcast because I was a jackass. I was a fucking idiot. I was one of those monkeys that they just fucking, here you go, play with this toy so we can study you, figure out how fucking dumb you are. And I bought into it for a second. I even talked about it on here like a lunatic, like a fucking lunatic. And if that's where I lost you, I don't blame you. If you're back from the graveyard of like pushing me off to the side and you're back here from all that fucking far right wing, left wing conspiracy theory bullshit I was spewing a few months back when the coronavirus kicked off, I don't blame you for leaving. I wouldn't want to listen to that shit. I don't even know why I was talking about it, because I was a lost boy in a fishbowl looking for a soul. I was a fish in a fishbowl looking for a soul, and I needed to be in the ocean, baby. And then that's when I started reading tarot cards. That's when I got a local witch in the neighborhood to come over and read my tarot cards so that way I had a better understanding of myself. She flipped over 6 cards, and I seen my future, okay? I seen my future. In fact, that same girl tried selling me on a multi-level marketing product where it is a cream made out of elephant cum and it makes your skin look younger because I've aged horribly in the past 2 years. And I will say, elephant cum, tightening up the skin, I feel it getting a little firmer. If you want, come to my house on Saturday night and I will tell you for 15 minutes about how elephant cum will tighten your face, feel better. And then when you bring up, oh, this sounds like a pyramid scheme, I'm going to have to hit you with facts, okay? It's not a pyramid scheme. It's a binary system, okay? It starts out, it looks like a triangle in the beginning, but it tears out. And that's where you make your money. But you need people to sign up underneath you, and that's how you make your money, okay? That's where you make your money, is by convincing other idiots like yourself, because both of us now are in the position where we signed up for multi-level marketing. And now we got to convince other morons like ourselves and then look at ourselves in the mirror and convince ourselves, okay? Convince ourselves that what we are doing is okay. What we are doing is okay. And you got to look deep in your own eyes and say, Brendan or Uncle Hack, what you were doing is a good thing. You're helping people out. You're not ripping them off. You're not ripping them off. You're not trying to convince these people to pay money to go to work. That's not what you're doing. You're selling them a lifestyle change, okay? And it's not a pyramid scheme. It's a binary system, okay? Okay, now say it with me. We're not ruining people's lives and stealing their money for the greater good of whoever is at the top of the food chain so that way he can buy another fucking beach house in Malibu, okay? We're not doing that. You know, the owner of Elephant Cum Incorporated didn't just go out and buy himself a brand new Malibu wake setter because, you know, because he wanted to. It's because he had to, okay? To better his lifestyle, just like you're going to do with this multi-level marketing. And if that didn't sell you, I don't know what will. I don't know what the fuck wouldn't sell you on that right there. You'd have to be a jerk off not to buy into some bullshit like that. You'd have to be completely fucking brain dead not to buy into some bullshit like I just said. Cancel Canada. Unreal. Unfucking real. God almighty. I can't believe it. I don't get it. I just don't get it. When can we just shut the fuck up? When is that time going to come? I'm really excited for the moment of silence, you know? Everybody's like, it's particularly my fault, too, that I constantly go on things like social media. Obviously, it comes with the territory of running a social media brand, that being on social media is beneficial so I can keep up with the current trends, like what dances TikTok kids are doing, you know, and how they're being and how they're using them to fight racism. If I wasn't on social media, I wouldn't have been educated on Black Lives Matter by a white female from the suburbs who decides to write BLM on her cheek while doing TikTok dances. If I wasn't on social media, I wouldn't have any understanding of what is happening in the world and the social justice that's taking place on Instagram stories. I would have zero fucking clue. I would just be a fucking mindless sheep, you know, one of these sheeple that are walking around with not a fucking clue on how the world really is, okay? That's who I'd become. I'd become this jerk off walking around just mindlessly not knowing the effects of me being a Caucasian in public, okay? I wouldn't know how to attend a Black Lives Matter rally because I didn't have a single mother who's been through 4 failed relationships posting on her Instagram story on how to be a white person at a Black Lives rally. You know, without that, I could only imagine how lost I would be. I could only imagine how fucking shitty of a human I'd be without a fellow member of the same race screaming in my face every time that I post something funny. You know, I wouldn't realize what a misogynistic asshole I actually am, and that I need to grab a brain cell and educate myself to fight the good fight of Instagram stories. You know, without that, without these people, we wouldn't be able to progress further. Do you understand? It's not the people that we vote into power. It's not them. They don't make those decisions, okay? They do not make those decisions. Who makes those decisions are the lonely females that are sitting at home because they don't get to go work their jobs in retail, you know? They don't get to wake up every morning to go fold clothes for you to buy. You, the consumer, you don't get to go and buy these clothes that they've folded, that they put their sweat and tears after arguing with their manager and how they want Saturday night off because they found a babysitter and they haven't got dicked down in 3 months because they've been sitting at home in quarantine, okay? These are the people. These are the people making the moves. Not the people sitting in parliament and legislation. No. Not them, you fucking bigot. You idiot. Would you wake up yesterday? Were you born yesterday? Christ. It's a damn shame. It's a damn shame you didn't realize the effect that these women have on the ever-changing society, okay? Do they go out and create civil unrest? No, 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 no. They just create social media. They just create tension on social media, you know? So they make it awkward next time you go to your buddy's house that his girlfriend posted something and then you commented what you thought you were being witty and funny, but she took it literal. And now you have to go over there and walk on eggshells because if you say something wrong, now that female is going to paint you an asshole. That female is going to paint you an asshole to your friend and beat him down until you and him are not friends anymore. That's the power of the pussy, boys. Fuck those bitches. She belonged to the streets. She belonged to the streets. Kick her country ass to the curb, boy. Get rid of that bitch. Fuck that bitch. Whoop that trick. Whoop that trick. Oh, man. Yeah, fuck. Women, fuck. You know what? I'm almost getting to a place. I've never been like kind of, you know, it's funny with all this quarantine shit that's going on and people having to sit at home. You either did one of two things, okay? You've did one of two things. You sat at home and you figured your fucking self out. You figured who the hell you are as a person. And you're like, Jesus Christ. And then all that shitty stuff that you did in the past has now come up and you got to deal with it. Okay, I fucked up there. You know, I fucked up there. I fucked up there. I like what I did there. I like what I did there. I like that person on making that decision and being conscious of who the fuck you are as a person. I do believe that some people are coming out better on this quarantine. But then there's the flip side of things. There's the other people that have spent their time rather than looking in the mirror, their finger pointing. And those people can go fuck themselves. I respect somebody that can own their shit. I respect somebody that, you know what? This is who I am. I ain't fucking changing. This is what I'm into. Those dudes, we all know those dudes, right? All know you've had a homie or you've been that guy that went and found himself a girlfriend and completely changed, whether it was for the good or bad, but completely changed. Ghost the boys. Oh, you know, I'm just in love and shit. And then that bitch 4 or 5 months down the road turned into a psychopath and the relationship went to shit right away. We all know somebody like that. This guy's like, oh, dude, she's the one. And you're like, bro, I know she's probably just a fucking absolute savage in the sack. But that bitch belongs to the streets. And right now, you are in lust. This ain't love, homeboy. She's fucking the guts out of you. You haven't been laid in 6 months, and she's got that good. She's banging the fucking nines off you, riding you like Seabiscuit. Instead of one of those females that just lays in bed and doesn't arch her back and fucking doggy dog, she puts an effort in, you know? This is the first girl that just like you're in the mall and she just drug you into a fucking change room, blew you, swallowed that shit and just like acted like nothing happened. Completely deranged upstairs and you think it's love, but it's just an abundance of lust because you're just like at any moment, this psychopath will whip your dick out and hop right on it. And it's exciting. But after 4 or 5 months of that shit, you know, you start to realize that you don't have anything in common with this bitch. You don't have anything that is of similar interest. You know, you want to watch a certain television show and she's like, well, I want to watch The Real Housewives of Orange County because I don't have enough drama in my own life that I need to watch drama on television. And you're like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, sure, I'll watch this with you. I just want to spend a little time with you. I just want to hang out with you. And then it's like, that's where it starts. It starts to snowball, boys. Starts to snowball. And this is where your nuts are slowly being detached and put in her purse. And it's like, you know, these are the dudes you call and be like, homeboy, what's good? What do you say? I pick you up Saturday. I got tickets to the Oilers game or any sporting event, concert, you name it. Me and the fellas, we're all going to fucking hang out in the backyard, play a little Beersby. It's going to be a nice day. And he's like, yeah. Saturday rolls around. All of a sudden, you don't hear from him. Don't hear from him all day. Don't hear from him. Okay, now it's noon. Where is he? What the fuck's he doing? Oh, you ghosted your buddies because the old lady wanted to go to the fucking greenhouse and pick out flowers. Pick out flowers for the balcony. Pick out flowers for your place. You know that place that was yours? It's not ours. Her shit. Now all of a sudden her shit is in there. Her shit has moved into your house. She's infiltrated the system, okay, from the inside and is working her way out. First, it was like a couple pairs of pants. And you're like, yeah, you know what? You spend like 2-3 nights here. I get it. Bring over some sweatpants and then you can change. You come over after work, have a shower. Then all of a sudden, you know when this is when you know that you have been fully infiltrated, fellas. This is when you know that your house has been raided, okay? You are now in a firefight. You are now under siege. You're under attack is when tampons are under your sink, okay? And that's not just a kind gesture of a gentleman. That's just that's planting a bug, okay? That's planting a bug. That's the CIA breaking into your house and planting the bug. That's where it begins. And then that's where it starts evolving, okay? That's where it starts, that slippery slope. Next thing you know, your fucking Motley Crue poster that you love, your Run DMC signed fucking album picture that's framed hanging above your fucking fireplace. You know, your Snoop Dogg fucking, whatever it is, whatever you're into. You know, that sick Spider-Man poster that you like because you like Marvel, or is it Marvel? I don't know. I'm not a big comic book guy, but don't shred me on that. That badass photo of Muhammad Ali. I'm talking from experience because I got a badass photo of Muhammad Ali that's above the couch is now gone. Okay, it's been replaced with some fucking quote, some picture picked up from Winners that's like, every ray of sunshine that touches your skin is like God kissing you. Or some bullshit like that. And then all of a sudden, you know, what's another great example? Another great example. Your bathroom is finally clean and you're like, whoa. And the seat, now you're getting shit because the seat's not down enough. And it's like, bitch, slow your damn roll. Okay, this is daddy's house. If I leave the motherfucking seat up, you put it down and lift that bastard back up, okay? That's what goes down in here. When daddy's at your house, when uncle's at your house, that's when the seat goes down. When you're over in the land of kings, okay, I let you put the fucking Tampax underneath the sink. I let you do that, okay? But that's where we draw the line. All right, you take your damn butt. What the fuck you doing over here with a bloody pussy anyways? What the fuck? Unless that mouth is going to be putting some work in, bitch, back to the streets. Hop back in your Honda Civic, drive your ass across town, and figure your shit out, okay? Don't be bringing over them drippy bibs up in my motherfucking house. The most misogynistic podcast on the planet, ladies and gentlemen. Presented by yours truly, Uncle Hack. We're taking it back, gentlemen. We're taking it back. We're under siege. The ladies are trying to, you know, we're being beaten down. It's time we take a stance. And it starts by pulling up the toilet seat. That's where it starts. And pissing on that seat. Mark your motherfucking territory. Mark your motherfucking territory. All right? If you're hearing some shit like, oh, you don't do the laundry enough in a week. You know, I'm always cleaning your place. It's so disgusting over here. Then don't come over. Because I know some trashy hood rat bitches from the south side that'll drive their ass on up here. get some low-grade dick, okay? I know some low-grade ass bitches that are sitting around bored out of their mind. Now, am I going to contract a fucking disease probably off that puss? Good chance, but I am a risk taker. I am a risk taker, okay? I risk it for the biscuit, and I'm talking about them goodies downstairs, you bitch. You heard that. If not, don't come in here. Don't come in here. This is the, you know, this is civil war. Civil fucking war. You put some goddamn fucking Tampax underneath my sink, I'm firing them off the goddamn balcony to make a statement. Just to let you know, you can leave two or three here, but don't put a fucking box down. All right? Don't get no fucking ideas. Don't get no ideas. And next time you don't want to use the 2-in-1 shampoo, too fucking bad, okay? Too fucking bad. Go buy your own. Leave it and then leave it here. And then I'm going to use it, okay? Oh, that's my special shampoo. Then use your special shampoo at home. Take that shit home with you. You bring a sleepover bag, you take that shit home with you. That's the rules, okay? That's the goddamn rules. So then your homeboys won't end up like the one we were talking about earlier. You know, a good soldier down. A good soldier down. And I'm not saying you have to be a single guy just to have some fun with the fellas, but fucking grow a set. We had to go for dinner with her parents for the fourth time this week. Fuck you. And then you wonder what, and then those days start coming where the fellas just stop calling you because they already know the answer. Well, I haven't heard from you boys in a while. Yeah, because your bitch ass doesn't show up. We invite, you know, all the boys and their girlfriends are coming over for a bonfire, but you decided to go to dinner with her damn parents. You pussy. You're going over there again on Sunday. You can't come over and get shit-faced with the fellas. Now, keep in mind, I'm not talking from personal experience. Actually, it may be in the past, but this isn't current. I'm just rambling because I think this shit is funny. And I'm just trying to make light of it and make fun of it a little. I don't know if I'm doing a good job with it, but I do find it funny. That means, boys, get your fucking nuts out of your goddamn girl's purse. Strap them motherfuckers back on for a second. You know, nothing. This is one thing that annoys the shit out of me when it comes to relationships. This annoys the fuck out of me. Now, I'm a 29-year-old man, all right? And at 29, you'd think that, you know, whether you're dating somebody, but you should have an idea of who the fuck you is and who the fuck you ain't. And what I'm trying to say here, and what annoys me the most is when you ask your buddy to do something. Now, whether, like, I understand a relationship takes two to tango. It does. You have to make conscious decisions on some things that involve both of you. But you should also have a little bit of freedom. You should be able to go out and do shit with your boys from time to time. I'm not saying every Friday, Saturday night, you're all getting shit-faced in the fucking club with your fellas. I'm not saying that. Because that's just kind of immature at that point, you know? Like, if you have a chick and you two have kind of built a life together, going out to the club without her every Friday, Saturday just kind of seems like really immature. Now, if you two are going out and having a good time and partying, and some nights you go with your friends and you guys link up in the middle, whatever. Who cares? I'm saying is, when you ask a dude to do something and he looks and he goes, well, I'll have to ask the old lady. Pardon the fuck me. Oh, I'll have to get permission from the boss. Listen, you cocklord. You pussy. You fucking cocklord. Get your nuts out of her fucking purse. And make a decision. Well, I gotta ask the boss. Gotta ask the boss, you know, to see if I can actually hang out with my friends for once. You understand? You know her, the old warden, the ball and chain. Sounds to me like you're a fucking cuck. Sounds to me like you're a pussy. Sounds to me Like, somebody's getting their show ran, and it's time you take a stance and you say, you know what? Yes. Yes, I'm going to come out with you guys. I haven't been out with you in a while. I'll make sure that I don't have previous plans, and then I'll get back to you in a second. Babe, we doing anything Saturday? Not that I can think of. Perfect. I'm going with the fellas. That's how you handle that situation. Double check. Hey, do we have anything planned Saturday? If it's a last minute plan, you know, well, we kind of had this thing where my parents, you know what? Your dad's a fucking loser and I don't want to hang out with him on Saturday night. He's a fucking idiot. Okay. He's a fucking idiot. And the only thing great he did in his life was fuck your mom and make you. And that's why we're together. No, I don't want to waste my weekend after spending fucking 5 days at a job I hate to go sit with your father, who's a fucking Deutschberg, to talk about fucking sailing. I don't want to talk about sailing no more. I'm going to get shit-faced with my friends. Tell your dad if he wants some smoke, meet me outside of the front fucking doors. I'll lay his goofy ass out. And then I'm going to get shit-faced with the boys. And I need my nuts back out of your purse. And then she will be wet. She will be wet or very upset. Very upset that you're talking like that. But I'm guessing if you have yourself a down ass old lady, she's like, oh, baby, that's a man right there. That's exciting. And then you gotta back up what you say. You gotta back up what you say. You gotta go knock on Stanley's front door and punch him right in the fucking mouth. Prove a statement. You know what, Stanley? How's that? I sailed a right hand right in your fucking lips, pal. How's that for sailing? You stupid asshole. You don't even own a sailboat. Why the fuck do we talk about sailing at the every goddamn Sunday when we come over here for fucking dinner? You fucking idiot. You fucking idiot. I hope that hurt. And I hope it hurt bad. And I hope I don't get invited to another fucking family dinner. By the way, your daughter gives the best top I've ever had. How's that feel, Stanley? Does that hit you in the manhood? Does it suck to see your daughter with somebody more successful than you? I could buy a fucking sailboat, burn it down, and buy another one, fucking Stanley. You douche canoe. I'm going to get shit-faced. I'm going to drink straight whiskey until I fall out of a bar stool at Sniffer's Row in a fucking strip club. What are you going to do about it? Nothing. Because I'm the fucking man now. Fucking Stanley, you pussy. Oh, you'd love to see it. Could you imagine if somebody... Now, I'm not saying go do that. I'm not saying go punch your father-in-law right in the goddamn head. But maybe it's time. Maybe it's time you take a stance. Get your balls back, boy. This is the misogynist podcast. We're pumping your tires. We're getting you back on your feet, gentlemen. Getting you back on your feet. Call me the general. All right. And if he asks, what the hell was that for? Well, I listened to this podcast as this complete moron out of Edmonton, Alberta. And I felt inspired, man. I felt inspired. And I looked at you and all I thought was all them fucking conversations that I just don't want to have. And I fucking zinged you with a right cross. I sailed that right hand right in your jawline and put you up. I just folded you like a cheap chair. Put you in the shed. Stored you away for the wintertime. You little beach fucking chair. You rusted out dipshit. Oh, I hope so. If any of you go and punch your father-in-law in the head after listening to this, please, dear God, film it. Send it to me and I will applaud you. You will get one of these. You will get a couple golf claps. In fact, I'll owe you a beer. You ever find yourself in Edmonton? Because you took a stance for being the man that you need to be. I'm not trying to incite violence around the world, but you know what? Sometimes some people just need to get hit in the head, and a guy just needs to stand his fucking ground. And if you do that, congrats. I'm happy. Get yourself back on your fucking feet. Quit being a pussy. Quit being a pussy. You haven't seen your boys in about 2-3 months? Go fucking hang out with them. Those guys love you, okay? Those boys give a shit about what you're up to. It doesn't matter, you know what? If you got kids you know what? You're in love or whatever the fuck it is, those dudes will always be there. If they're true friends, you can pick up the phone and talk to them at any time. And that's on God, baby. But it's true. It's fucking true. If you think I'm a liar, pick up the fucking phone and call a dude that you miss and haven't had a good conversation with, a guy that you know you used to laugh a lot with. I guarantee you, even if you have a falling out, man, grow up. Life's too fucking short. Like there's just some people that you shouldn't have in your life. But if there's guys that you miss and those boys that you just kind of need in your life, maybe only for a short stint, or you want to see what they're up to, pick up the fucking phone. I did it numerous times. I was calling fucking dudes I haven't talked to in like fucking 8-9 years, man, and just to see what they were up to. You know, I'm not expecting that we're going to drop everything and be like, oh, hello, my boy. I haven't seen you so long. Oh, my God. And then be like the typical female. And like now that because we talked, I'm going to start putting like, oh, my God, you're like so hot. And then go talk shit and be like, yeah, he was such a tool back in the day. Dudes, don't do that. If you do that, turn this podcast off. I don't want you listening. I think you're a tool. I think you're an idiot. That's right. But if you're not that guy, go punch your father-in-law in the skull. Go punch your father-in-law in the jawline. Put him out. Just like my boy Tanner Bowser did on the weekend. Can we give a fuck yeah for that guy? Wow. Excellent performance to my dog, old Bulldozer Bowser. It's so fucking cool to me to watch the accomplishments of my friends, especially on national fucking television. I can't, I'm going to try and express this into words. It is so cool to me to see one of my friends be successful at what his passion is. It almost drives me to be better with this and take this shit serious. It's just cool to see him not change as a person. He's one of the deadliest humans that I have in my life. I consider him to be probably one of my best friends. And it is just phenomenal to see the effort he puts into something and just going against all odds. Doesn't care, you know, does he care about the money? Of course he does. Of course he wants to get paid. That's a tough job to have. Not everybody can do it. Not everybody can compete at that level. Top 15 in the fucking UFC? Come on. That is an accomplishment. And it needs to be celebrated in my mind. And I can't congratulate that man enough. Bowser is one of those dudes that's just, you get what you see. He does not give a fuck. And it's awesome. Doesn't give a fuck about what he wears in public. Doesn't give a fuck about people's opinions. Doesn't give a shit. He's a wonderful, wonderful guy. And it is awesome to see one of my best friends be so successful at something he's passionate about, which, like, it's motivating. It's honestly motivating to see your friend do that, because, like, to me, this is my passion. This is what I enjoy doing. I enjoy doing the podcast. Like, this to me is fun. Creating content to me is like so much fun, and there's always ways to get better and grow and grow and grow. Obviously, it started out with me filming on an iPhone, acting like a complete jerk off, really playing up an Alberta stereotype, and then being a complete jackass by giving very, very, very horrendous hockey tutorials. And it's like the correlation of the two is like is having that friend, that buddy, that, you know what, you don't got to sit there and like, I pump his tires a lot. Like I love sitting and chatting with him because I think he's like one of the most outstanding human beings on this planet. And me and him joke around so much. And when we get the chance to finally sit down and hang out, we just kill ourselves laughing. Like, if like me and him will sit there and talk on the phone for an hour and a half, and it feels like 10 minutes because we just like go on these tangents about hypothetical situations and make up fucking stories and all this shit. And it's fun. Like, he's just a wicked guy. And to see him compete at the top level of MMA, like the UFC obviously is the pinnacle where you want to be when you're a mixed martial artist. And to see him there and win in that fashion is just fucking, it's surreal. And I'm not trying to like be like, oh yeah, my friend. That's my friend. So like I kind of take I'm trying to express how I feel, but it's just like it's fucking cool. It's so cool to see your friend be successful. It is like it's I don't know. It's surreal at times. Like when you're sitting there and you're watching your friend on television fighting in Vegas for the whole fucking world to see, only for him to come back and be like, "Hey dude, you want to get together and fucking crank beers?" Although we did not do that because he's in quarantine. We didn't do that. And we're not going to until he's done his 14-day quarantine. But I'm excited to like go and hang out with him. And just like, you know, all that hard work. 6 months he's been in a training camp. 6 months, you know, you're about to get a fight, falls through, shit happens. And 6 months of just training hard for him to go in and win like that is just like, dude, I'm so stoked for him. I'm so happy for him. And I hope he just tears through that division. And you know, like he's not the naive type of person to sit there and be like, "Oh yeah, one day I'm going to be the heavyweight champion." There's a lot of work to be done to get to that. But like he does stand a chance to be honestly a top competitor in the heavyweight division in the UFC. Let's be honest. He's not no slouch. Like he just beat the PFL champion for fuck's sakes in a devastating fashion. That back fist from the heavens was devastating. That was amazing to watch. Watch your friend just beat the fucking hell out of somebody. Oh, God. And to all you jackasses in the past, "Well, you know, Bowser's just a fat idiot. I could probably take him in the fucking streets. I'll take him out for a ringer. You fucking think that you're tough, huh? I'm 69-0 outside of Boston Pizza Lounge out in fucking Retlaw, Alberta. You know, there isn't a Boston Pizza Lounge that I've gotten in a fight with because some jackass decided to, you know, look at my old lady's tits. I fucking leveled them out, okay? I fucking, you know, I catch them peepers looking at her honkers and I drag that cunt outside and I beat the fucking shit out of them. 69-0. And one I would call a draw because we both went for a leg kick because we're so fucking athletic and we take MMA serious even though I've never trained a day in my goddamn life. Went for a leg kick and both of us kicked each other in the balls. It was immediately stopped and broken up by the other patrons of that Boston Pizza in which we both decided to go back in and drink, tankards of the whatever beer was on sale and share an appetizer of chicken Thai bites. So that's my only draw. I'm 69-0-1. And if Bowser wants some smoke, you know where to meet me. You know where to meet me. Look at my old lady's tits inside of a Boston Pizza Lounge and I'll show you a fucking fight, buddy." Oh, fuck. You guys can shut the fuck up. The same idiots. "Oh, fucking Bowser, boo." But honestly, on a serious note, though, it's fucking awesome. I'm kind of repeating myself. It's amazing. It's fucking amazing to watch your friend that, decided one day, "Hey, I like MMA. I'm going to fucking give it a go." Found his passion and just followed it. And look where it took him. So let that, here's a preachy lesson for you from the Bible of Bros. Don't be a pussy. Follow your dreams. Who gives a shit? Fuck everybody else. I was talking to a youngster that wants to do a hunting and fishing show. And all of his friends, all of his family kind of shitting on him. "Oh, I can't believe you want to do that. Why would you want to waste your time doing some shit like that? What the fuck is wrong with you?" It's actually a pretty positive thing to do. That's a pretty rad thing to want to do. And to sit there and shit on somebody because what? You don't got nothing going on? You don't got fuck all going on in your life? You're a low life. You work the same job for 30 years. You're miserable inside. You're married to some bitch that you don't like. You know, you're unhappy. You're unwell. You're mentally unstable. And the only time that you get a drift away for a hot second is when is when the fucking wife and kids leave for a weekend. That's your moment of silence. I don't know. I don't got no time and patience for those guys. And anyways, we are at the wrapping point. Thank you again for tuning in to another Danger Cats podcast. Remember, DangerCats69 at DangerCatsShop.com, 15% off your order. Happy Canada Day, 4th of July. If you're listening to this prior or before, after, happy 4th of July to all the American listeners. And Patreon, if you want to support the channel in the best way of, getting the luxury of looking at tits and ass, patreon.com/dangercat69. Everything is down in the description down below. Check that out. We thank you so much for supporting us even in these tough times, and we'll see you next week, my dangerous felines, and enjoy yourself, brothers and sisters.